Bicycle.
I want to ride my
bicycle. 720 WGN, Pete McMurray, Allstate Showcase Studios. All right, let's backtrack for a second. Scott, last night, how did we get on this subject, first of all?
Well, we've talked about nudity every night this week.
right around this time.
Last night, yes. we talked to the guy that was doing the haunted house that you can go through nude.
Yes.
So then you started talking about, is it legal to go through nude? And the guy was like, So then we brought up the naked bike ride, and we had lots of questions.
So we have the Chicago coordinator on the phone with us. His name is Andrew Bednow. Andrew, how are you? Thanks for joining us.
Hey, I'm super. Thanks for having me.
Andrew, we have so many questions. We started talking about this last night. The naked bike ride. Now, what is it? It's not really a race, is it?
No, that's strange. That word keeps coming up. People will regularly ask me, like, who won? And even if you just look at, you look at the webpage and it's got good basic descriptions. It's a protest in one word. It's an annual protest event.
So people are protesting in the nude bike ride. So do you have to be nude to protest?
Well, the key phrase we always give is bear as you dare. Really up to the person that
takes an individual risk. Yeah. Well, here's my main question, and we talked about this last night. How do you not get arrested?
Well, for one thing, the nudity, like I say, it's bear as you dare. And actually, early June in Chicago, our city in particular is a little bit cursed by the world standards. And it's been pretty darn cold constantly. So people end up wearing underwear anyway, just for self-preservation.
Okay.
But the, like, literally dozens, I would even say, I mean, it's many dozens. It's possibly, you know, over 100. People will go completely nude. And I think once you get moving, you maintain some warmth, but it's not a majority. So that's one thing, is we're not going to roll through and there's a lot of rules going on here that make it possible. We're not rolling through residential neighborhoods where kids are going to be up. Also, you know, part of the compromise in Chicago is doing it at night. So we're really hitting, like, nightlife districts, and they're not having a big problem seeing us.
And people are just, you're saying that the cops are turning their back just to, so you guys could have your night.
Well, I think at this point, I'd hate to speculate, but I had made the speculation before, that we're part of the color of Chicago. There's tourists who are coming in that time of year, you know, and especially for the residents. You know, it's mind-blowing. There are 1,000 stories, 10,000 stories a year of people saying, I was just out having dinner and this incredible thing happened. So they don't want to ruin that.
So you're saying that the nude bike ride make Chicago, Chicago. Without the nude bike ride, Chicago would be less of a Chicago.
One of the many things that adds color. Like, I was just thinking, isn't there some, like, Santa pub crawl that gets, like, 200 people a year?
Right, but they're fully clothed.
Late December, you know?
They're fully clothed and in a costume. You know? And they're drunk and...
Sure. Yeah.
I've been on that bar crawl. It's a lot of fun. It does happen. It's the second week in December. Yes. We're talking with the Chicago coordinator for the, what's it called? Is it called the Naked Bike Ride?
Well, World Naked Bike Ride Chicago.
Okay, World Naked Bike Ride Chicago.
The World Naked Bike Ride is happening, and it's hard to tell. It's certainly 70-odd cities every year, and has been. Our 10th year was this year. It's been going on a while. Now, the nudity actually does figure in a couple of ways in practical terms. Many people will say it's because of it represents the vulnerability of cyclists on the streets. You know, it's really in your face about that. To me, it represents this is an inevitability, what with the global warming that oil has brought us. You know, that culture needs to end, and we're a glimpse of the future that way. It's got the Lady Godiva principle, we sometimes say, which is, you know, just like TV has been using forever, is that nobody listens until you put some TNA there. But anyway.
Well, here's my question, and we said this last night. Nobody wants to see a naked guy on a bike. But how do you pedal if you're naked on a bike with all the flapping going on?
Well, I'll tell you what's funny there. Naked cyclists as a whole are pretty darn good-looking people. So
I don't know about that. If I'm finishing dinner and I see a naked guy on his bike, or do you have a banana seat? Are you sitting on a banana seat or one of those small seats?
Well, best cab ride ever, we tell a lot of people, though, who do get, stuck in it or surprised by it passing by. And Yeah, there's a joke, like the bike rental company says something like, you must clean the seat before return.
Oh, yeah, or just burn it. You just want to burn that thing.
I'll tell you, though, I have actually never experienced this, and I because I skated. And I and another like half dozen or so people actually inline skated, so I've never touched the seat.
You've never touched the seat?
So I don't even know that experience. Somebody was telling me recently, like, all the women say, like, you fold up a towel. And I'm like, well, whatever.
So you're not even naked on a bike. You're doing the skating.
Yeah, and that's why it also has a little, like, and skate in it. It's theoretically, it's anything that's human-powered.
I'm just worried about, you know, if I participated, which probably will never happen, it's just all the flapping going on, and then I start sweating, and the end of the race, somebody needs to powder me down.
Well, yeah, you know, peak fitness bicycling events are, you know, well, I hear marathon runners, what, don't they crap their shorts? But anyway.
They do. If you're a true marathon runner, you don't stop and go to the bathroom. You're absolutely right.
So, yeah, I do get to the end of this, you know, sometime like 1 a.m., pretty sweaty and dirty and stinky. Sure, a lot of them do.
You know, and you said it's part of, you know, Chicago. It is funny because I've been out and I've seen you guys in years past go past me. It's like, oh, there's the naked bike riders. And it's like, oh, there they are. Okay, let's go to another bar and go drink it. You've been there too, Scott, haven't you?
We heard something about, like, a Wicker Park restaurant that was actually planning ahead these days and, like, takes appointments, reservations on that night because they know they'll have a view.
You had to get the front seat to get the front window. The one thing that I think about, I mean, there's always, you know, you got to wear a bike helmet or you got to wear shoulder pads. If you have an accident, you're going to scrape and get you're going to get some rug burn there on some important parts.
Yeah. Well, and there you go. It illustrates the vulnerability that we cyclists have.
You got to be careful.
Quality of the streets.
You got to go
slow. It's really a crawl, too.
So you're drinking along the way.
Oh, well, crawl. No, I just meant the speed.
Oh, a crawl. Okay.
See,
that's people will learn if I hear crawl, suddenly I go to bar crawl.
Pete was 100% going to be there if there was alcohol involved.
100%, yeah.
I was almost in for a second. Gosh, that's so funny. And how many people are in the World Naked Bike Ride here in Chicago? How many people participate?
Well, we've had, I think our peak year was 1,700. And we pretty much say that's certifiable. You can watch the mass count video, and that's for real. It's really huge. It's as big as it needs to be. We've actually been thinking, we don't need to become a 10,000 person event, or then it's a whole different monster.
Right. So you're comfortable taking off your clothes anywhere?
Well, a lot of us are. Yeah. It's once it hits 100 degrees and you're out at the beach, what choice?
And does your significant other participate? What does she think about that?
Yeah, a lot of them have. We've done joint costumes and such. I tell you, the bear as you dare rule really works. And you know, you may joke about, like, I don't know that I'd participate, but anybody can throw in, and, you know, you could come dressed in a Blue Man Group suit. You know,
It'd be cool. What about guys with hairy backs? Is that a no-no? You got to get rid of those guys?
No, in fact, one of the major facilitators of the ride, he's notably hirsute.
Oh, no. He's got to trim that puppy up before the race, don't you think? We need some manscaping going on. Somebody trim his back, please. I don't want to see it. How'd you like to follow him in the race? Man, that would be terrible. Now, if people want to get involved, there's somebody listening right now saying, gosh, I'd like to ride my bike naked in June. When is it? When is it next year?
Well, second Saturday in June. I can't remember top of my head when that is.
Okay, second Saturday in June. That's easy. Yeah. Where do you guys meet? Do you all get together and have a naked party beforehand? How does it work?
There's a check-in point is announced each year. And it has changed year to year. I thought it was going to really settle down. We used to meet at Harpo's, the big O sign. But just this year, that changed. So there's no predicting. You got to get on the mailing list, which is at chicagonakedride.org.
Okay.
A quick search of Facebook for, like, Chicago Naked Ride finds it right away, and you get into that group, and then you can hear all the news. And I'll tell you, for real, to anybody who's listening, because you will probably pick up some other riders from this very this show right here, because it's a life-changing experience. It really brings you to realize that maybe you were afraid of more things than you needed to be.
Well, and I do have to ask you, do people get excited when they're riding their bikes? I mean, that's a valid question, you know.
No, it's totally, and not that I can ever remember. There's, in fact, generally a funny story about, like, people who've met and actually hooked up. You know, people, like, dated and gotten married.
Well, of course. You're naked. I mean, you skipped the dating step.
Yeah, when they first meet, they, like, tend to even not even have any memory of looking below the neck.
I would be staring at everybody. I'm staring at everybody. I'll tell you right now. Wow. What's the so they can go to the Facebook page, just search it if they want to get involved. It is the World Naked
ChicagoNakedRide.org. ChicagoNakedRide.org.
Got it. Andrew Bednow. Andrew, thanks for coming on, man. We appreciate it. Thanks for answering all our questions.
Well, my pleasure.
All right, buddy. Take care. 720 WGN.